Hey Redemption Gateway, welcome to today's Daily Dose. I'm beginning a five-part series on suffering. I'd like to begin kind of thinking about dreams. Have you ever had a dream that you really, really enjoyed and kind of when you woke up suddenly you kind of wanted to go back to sleep, to go back to being in that dream? It happens to me from time to time, whether it's someone I love or someone that I'm doing something really fun that I haven't done in a long time. There's kind of this sense which sometimes dreams are great. And we like them because they oftentimes, oversimplify our complicated reality. And a lot of times, suffering can be like waking up from a dream. We're kind of swept up in a moment of technological progress and love and human partnership that with through all of these things kind of working together, and we can actually live a life free of suffering. And we can escape death, and we can maintain this illusion of immortality, or we're always surprised by suffering as though it's not typical. But you may have been to the hospital at some point, and or even been in like certain like weightlifting competitions, or even just some people have a hard time concentrating. There's these ammonia sticks, and you crack them and you sniff them, and it's kind of like getting flicked in the inside of your skull. All of a sudden, you're just sobered up. You're woken to out of your kind of dreamlike trance. And this is what's going on a lot of times in our culture moment, is that we have been kind of sold this idea that through technology and human partnership we can bring about the flourishing of the world, and so we're surprised. Marx said that religion is the opiate of the masses, but in our current culture moment that's just not true. If anything, technology is the opiate of the masses, that we scroll and scroll and watch and we become numb to the reality. But when we are suffering physically, psychologically, or otherwise, there is an inability to keep buying into this things are basically fine dreamlike state. And so suffering comes along, cracks an ammonia stick in our face, and we are ripped out from our dream, and we have to deal with the world as it is. And so in this sense, suffering is a gift because it sobers us to reality. And as we think about suffering, I want us to keep in mind that there's a sense in which suffering is like an ammonia stick. It wakes us up, heightens our senses, and makes us see what's really going on in the world. Ecclesiastes 3:20 says this: all go to one place, all are from the dust, and to dust all return. And our physical and psychological suffering are reminders of that reality. Until Jesus comes back, the world is cursed by sin, and suffering is the norm. So Redemption Gateway, let's be sober people, and let's receive suffering sometimes like an ammonia stick, a gift that sobers us to the reality of our broken world.